Welcome back to the Dense Muffin. I'm Jeremiah.
And I'm Thaddeus.
And so you're probably wondering why this episode is coming out on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. And that's just because we are going to be changing a couple things up in the new year. And we had to get this out right after our last episode just to make sure that you guys were aware and not just freaking out about, like, you know, oh, are they not uploading anymore? Like, what's going on? So, yeah, just we have a couple things that we're changing up in the new year just that we can make sure we're giving you guys the most quality content, be able to put more time and effort into each episode so that way we're not going crazy trying to, you know, just throw something together. But we want to put a good amount of care and effort into these and steward everything that we're doing to the glory of God. And so Thad's going to be bringing us up to speed on some of those changes.
So in 2024, we're actually going to be shifting our release schedule from every week to an every other week type of schedule. So every other Monday, there will be a new episode for you to enjoy. Now, you might be wondering, why the switch? Well, the switch is, as Jeremiah stated before, is because we care about you as the listeners, and we care about the topics and the content that we're releasing, and we want to put more of ourselves and more time and effort and research into these topics that we're going to be talking about. Another reason is because we're going to be having guests on the show to talk about different topics that we have in the pipeline right now. And we also want to be good stewards in this new year of our gifts and of the Bible. And so want to be able to preach God's word in the way that is glorifying to him and all that. Not that it hasn't been, but we want to do a good job at that.
Yeah, so just like what Thad was saying, we really want to make sure that we're just putting our best foot forward and really doing everything to the glory of God. And we recognize that we may have been lacking in that starting out. Yeah, we just want to do right by what God has given us.
Mm-hmm. And so, I think it's well put here right now. I just want to shout out two people from our first 7 episodes that we released that gave us good feedback. Was Nate Harms from Voss Lighting, and also my wife Alicia. I know I'm shouting out Nate a lot on these episodes, but
dude, we're gonna get him on one day.
You really have helped us out a lot. So yeah, we just wanted to shout you guys out. My wife especially, she's been just great at like giving me feedback on the episodes that we have had,
and soon. Hopefully very soon we are going to be looking towards other people, and we're going to be able to get a break from just me and Thad talking all the time. Coming in the new year, this is kind of wrapping up the 2024 announcements, which is coming in the new year, expect better content and then just some more variety as well.
More guests.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just for this episode, I guess that is a good just cap off of the 2024 announcement. The rest of this episode, we just wanted to kind of banter back and forth with one another, but also kind of like help you guys get to know who we are and also reflect on 2023 and what we believe Jesus has been teaching each of us about who we are and our relationship with him.
Yeah.
And so, Jeremiah. What has God been teaching you over the last year?
Over the last year, that's a good question. I feel like for me specifically, it's been a lot about taking control of my spiritual life, just submitting to where God has me. I feel like that's really where I've been growing, and also just learning that like he has a plan and he's doing things in a way that maybe I don't understand, but in a way that's going to be beneficial beneficial to me.
Yeah.
Through, you know, what he has for me. And so I feel like I've been really learning about just submitting and just trying to live out where I feel God calling me and to just be more sensitive to his voice and what he wants me to do.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are some things from 2023 that you're celebrating?
That I'm celebrating? Getting married.
Amen.
That's been the biggest blessing so far. And then also finding a good job. Again, shout out Nate Harms. but just finding an uplifting environment to work in and just being able to really put in the effort to grow in my faith and to just dig deeper into some things that like... I feel like I haven't been in the past, and I feel like I'd been very passive in my faith and kind of just accepting things and not looking further and not really maybe not even taking it seriously sometimes. And so being able to go deeper into my faith and deeper into the Bible and even investigate some of the things that like didn't previously make sense to me. And just kind of, you know, just look into those things and really see, you know, why God included some different things in scripture and like what did he do that for? Like, what is the reasonings behind leaving some of these things in? And, cause every word, like I said in the Giants episode, every word of the Bible is in there on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so just digging into that and seeing what God has to teach me through that.
Nice.
What about you, Thad? What has God been teaching you over the last year?
That's a good question. So God has been teaching me a lot about trust in him, ultimate trust in him, truly, because when I left my ministry job in May and shifted into a whole new culture and whole new career path, I had to trust him with a lot, not only with the fact of letting go of ministry for a season, and because hopefully in the future the Lord will bring me back into that, like vocational ministry. I'm doing ministry now. This is ministry, but vocational ministry. I'm hoping that I'll be back someday. So trusting him to let go of being in ministry for now, and trusting in him to bring me to this new culture that I'm in at the job that I'm in, the software company I'm in. So, So just not only trusting him with like the material things of like money and job and
it's like well-being.
It's also, you know, trusting and surrendering. It's a lot of surrender. Like, I've been dealing with a lot of surrender in 2023. It's like, not my will be done, but yours alone, Lord. Like, I can't do any of this on my own. Like, this life is not my own. Like, this life is you to lead me. I think the main two things that God's been really teaching me is how to trust him and how to surrender to him.
Mm.
And like you said, submit as well. And so, especially too, like with my wife and I's journey through adoption, it's a lot of trust to put in to the Lord to lead us to the right, to lead us to our children, our future children. Mm.
Coming
2024, hopefully, that we'll be parents next year. And so that is
praise
something,
God for that.
Yeah, praise God. And that's something that I was going to celebrate.
So what are you celebrating from 2023, Thad?
What I'm celebrating, there's a few things. I'm celebrating my wife and I's journey through this adoption process. I guess I just want to like talk a little bit on that subject, but my wife and I are going through this process called embryonic adoption. It's different from traditional adoption, where instead of a child that's been in the foster care system or in an orphanage that we're adopting from, the child is actually at embryo stage, and my wife is actually going to carry and give birth to our adopted child. This is a miraculous thing that only God has opened the door to for us to get into, because it's something that has only been around for the last 15 years. And so I'm celebrating God for the miracle that it is embryonic adoption, praising him for leading us to this process, this journey that we've been on for over a year, pretty much a year and some change. It's kind of surreal, you know, celebrating all this, because it could be next year that we have like a 1 month old, which is just
praise God,
wild.
Man. Praise God.
just coming from, it's truly a redemptive thing because of our whole journey through infertility. It's just been a lot of like, trust in the Lord. And so another thing I'm celebrating is just this podcast that we've been able to bring it back. I'm thankful for you, Jeremiah, for being my co-host on this new journey.
Aw, shucks. well, thank you for inviting me into this.
Yeah, like, of course.
This is something that I've tried a couple times and failed.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and you have the same level of consistency to be able to kind of pull this off. So
I'm very thankful. I'm celebrating the gifts that God's given you to be my co-host in this journey that we're on now as partners in this podcast. And so I'm excited for what the future holds for the Dense Muffin, and I'm excited for what this does for us as friends. And I guess that's it. I guess that's it for the celebrations.
Yeah, we're just really excited to kick off this new year and kind of this new schedule, and to just have the time to really give you guys what we think you guys are deserving of, is to hear about specific topics and how they relate to Scripture and how Scripture relates to them, and what ultimately God has to say about different aspects of the Christian life, and what we see in Scripture and how to live that out in a God-honoring way. So I don't know if you have anything else to add today, Thad, or...
No, not really. I think that's, we covered everything that we wanted to talk about.
So again, thank everybody for listening. Those who listen, those who give us feedback, and also anybody who might want to support us on Patreon.
Just a, humble plug there.
Slide it under the door.
If you like to support us on Patreon, we have a Bible fund, mainly for, that's what Patreons are there for right now. We take all the funds that we're getting in that to go out and buy Bibles and send them to people who request them. So, yeah support us on Patreon if you would like to.
Follow us on Instagram at @the_dense_muffin. Got some stuff coming out there too. So, just thank you everybody again for listening. Excited to start this new process with you guys. And as always, if you want to send us a request or if you need a Bible, go ahead and give us an email at thedensemuffinpodcast@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to respond to that and kind of just get to know you guys. I'm Jeremiah.
I'm Thaddeus.
And we'll get you guys in the next one.
Amen.
Man, that's dense.